Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're speaking with our colleague, Alan Tonelson, on manufacturing and trade right now as the Trump administration deals with the opaqueness of the Chinese intentions. However, I point to a column recently in the Financial Times that raised the question to me entirely about trade, whether China really believes in trade. The author of the piece, it's a Financial Times op-ed piece, has some pithy things to say about that. Robin Harding is his name. He's in conversation with a Chinese interlocutor, an economist. And he asks, what is it, the product that you're going to want to sell to the rest of the world, especially Europe? Trade is an exchange. What are you going to sell to us? And what are you going to buy from us? And the answer was soybeans and iron ore. The European shrugged his shoulders and said, that's not us. What about us? What are you going to buy from Europe? The Chinese interlocutor, in all good graces, observed maybe Louis Vuitton handbags. That sort of was the end of the list. And I believe the point here is that trade is an exchange. You do something better than I do. I do something better than you do. We exchange. Sometimes there's monetary reward. Oftentimes there's the convenience of feeding our industrial industries. In other words, jobs for people who live here. And Robin Harding comes to this conclusion, and I ask my colleagues to philosophize about it. He writes, there is nothing that China wants to import, nothing it does not believe it can make better and cheaper, nothing for which it wants to rely on foreigners a single day longer than it has to. It is a customer like a resident doctor is a student. China is developing all of these goods. Soon it will make them and export them itself. Gordon, I come to you. This is something you've talked about, China, every millennium, maybe half millennium, maybe quarter millennium. Every dynasty shuts down, decides we don't need the world. They shut the gates, they pull the drawbridge up, they suspect all foreigners. Now, that's quite independent of Chinese Communist Party, Red Guard, Xi Jinping, princelings, all the malfeasance that we've observed these last years. Is that something that China just does and nobody knows why, and we're in another phase where it's going to shut its doors?
Well, China is shutting its doors under Xi Jinping. And there is a strain of thought that goes back centuries that China doesn't need the products of the rest of the world. But it's a little bit different. If we go back to, I guess, the 18th century, you have Britain's Lord McCartney going to the Grand Celestial Court. And the Qing Emperor, Qinlong, says, no, there's nothing we want to buy from Britain. It's a little bit different now, but again, they don't want to buy anything from Britain. But the idea is that China will sell the world everything and it will buy nothing. So it will accumulate these enormous trade surpluses because it will not be importing. So, yes, that strain of thought is there, manifested a little bit differently, but it's still there.
Alan, your thoughts, because this is written by European Robin Harding, and he's very thoughtful, but he's looking for what's in it for us. And the answer comes in all candor from a Chinese observer. We don't have anything that you don't have anything we want to buy except Louis Vuitton bags. I don't think he meant to insult the Europeans. What's wrong with this picture, Alan?
John, I think that was a tremendously important article. And I have to say, though, that even in terms of the so-called free trade period, this Chinese focus, very tight focus on building self-reliance is really nothing new. Because if you look at Chinese economic policy, going back to the first part of the reform period under Deng Xiaoping back in the 1980s, so many Chinese policies have been geared toward increasing self-reliance, from forced technology transfer to intellectual property theft to discriminatory government procurement, and on and on and on. And unfortunately, in fact, tragically, for too many years, U.S.-China policy refused to see this or decided to deal with this, again, with this systemic challenge in this episodic piecemeal way. And tragically, once again, the Chinese have made tremendous progress toward building substantial economic self-reliance. And in fact, if you look at U.S.-China trade in great detail, you see that going back 20 years, Chinese purchases from the United States have always been heavily concentrated in those product areas that the Chinese simply don't make yet, like big civilian aircraft, like high-end semiconductors, and like semiconductor production machinery. And once the Chinese decide that they can make it, they also decide they don't need imports anymore. And from their standpoint, why should they?
Gordon, was this always a plan? We're going to go and steal and buy and elbow our way in, bring it all home and shut the door. Is that from Deng's time? Is that from whose time? Was that always there since the revolution?
I think it's always been there, John. Now it's a little bit different. In the beginning, it was about self-sufficiency, about building China. Now I think it's about making China ready to go to war so that it doesn't need to buy anything from anybody else. And so it can outlast others because it will be able to get by without it. So it's become ominous.
Go ahead and say that again.
And if I could add, that going to war aspect is a really scary new dimension of Chinese policy, and it involves also dominating global manufacturing, not only making sure that China doesn't need anything from anybody else, but making sure that nobody else has got the kind of war-making capability that can challenge China.
Alan Tonneson, our guide and guru on manufacturing and trade, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.